And welcome back to Rosie on the House. I went long that last segment. Let's bring Joe in. We dropped him accidentally. I apologize, Joe. You're painting your house. Pick it up from there.
I'm trying to move what looks like car paper from a block wall. It's only like 18 inches, 2 feet above the grade. But I don't think I should paint over that because some of it's bubbling up.
You know what, Joe? Joe, the connection isn't real good. Can you move your head or blink one eye or
if you're on one foot? Take it
I'm
off.
I'm blinking.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, we got you good now.
I also got a cold.
Okay, all right. This is much better. Okay, so we're dealing with a tar paper product. Where on the house?
The front of the house on a block wall.
Okay.
So I've scraped and sanded as much as I could off, but I still got quite a bit on there. And I tried one of my propane torches.
Okay.
And that got some of it off, but at the point where I almost lit the, wall on fire.
And this is where a patio roof used to tie into the masonry wall?
No, it's where there used to be a flower box.
Down low,
It looks like they waterproofed it by putting tar paper down there at the base.
Got it. Okay. That's going to be tough.
That's why I called you. Yeah. If it was easy.
Is the masonry currently painted, Joe?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And the waterproofing comes up the stem wall, up over the masonry. Is it a slump block masonry or a smooth masonry?
No, it's the old 1950s big block type.
Okay, so that would be fairly smooth as opposed to the slump block. I don't know that you're going to get that off other than sandblasting or soda blasting. But if you do that, you're going to have to be very careful because you can damage the mortar joints. They generally don't recommend sand or soda blasting masonry walls. An experienced, good sandblaster can do it without causing a problem. And when he does it, he's actually going to remove the very surface of the masonry and expose more of a granular look. So what you're going to want him to do is maybe kind of fan that out and camouflage it and blend it in. It takes an experienced hand to do that. But I think that's going to be about your best bet. It isn't going to come off any other way.
No, I've tried to even use a high-pressure sprayer.
Pressure washer won't do it. No.
Pressure washer, yeah. No product maybe that I can apply to lock that in?
Not that I know of, my friend. Not that I know of.
All right, so soda blasting or sandblasting?
That's it. And then we do a good F-stop primer on the masonry and paint two coats of high acrylic paint, exterior grade, and you'll be all set. Yeah.